From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program here on a Monday as we begin another week of Bible studies together. And if you are a regular listener, once again, I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. Thank you for joining us again today. If you are a first-time listener, well, welcome aboard. You're listening to a radio program that's been on the air since 1989, and we are not a program that is filled with bells and whistles, as it were, but we are a program that is really dedicated to the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And if that's what you want, then we invite you to come back every day at this same time on this same station for a study in the Word of God. Now, I'd encourage you to support and pray for this radio station here at the Living Truth Radio program. We don't ask for your finances, but we would encourage you to support this radio station, to pray for it, so that it might be able to remain on the air and be effective in getting out the teaching of the Word of God. Because if there's anything that we need today, it is a radio station like this one that is dedicated to the communication of God's holy Word. It's God's Word that changes people's lives, not only for time, but for all of eternity. And so I would encourage you to pray for this radio station, support it financially, and just trust God will continue to use this radio station for His honor and glory. Here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we are on a number of stations across the country and even in foreign lands, but this is the station that you listen to, and so we encourage you to pray for it and to support it financially. This week, we are going to be looking at the unchangeable quality of Jesus Christ. And our key verse is going to be Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. That's a verse of Scripture that probably everybody knows if they've been saved for any period of time or if they've been involved in the local church for any period of time. And we're going to be focusing on it throughout the entire week. It's Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, where it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Think of that. A simple verse, but it says a lot about our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, from the time that Adam and Eve lived on the earth, changes have occurred. And I might say that until we are in our eternal home in heaven, changes will occur. Now, most of us do not like change that well. Some changes are necessary. Some changes are not. Some changes are pleasurable. Some changes are not. Some changes are productive. Some changes are not. Some changes are desired. Some changes are not. And the fact of the matter is, change often brings insecurity. When we know that we have to go through a period of time of change, well, you know, we become insecure, and we don't know if we want to go through that change or not. But change really is a part of life. You know that. I know that. We don't need to discuss that too much more because we all realize that life is change. I was talking to somebody recently about that, and they said, I don't like any change at all. And I said, well, if you don't like any change at all, you ought to realize that without change, you wouldn't be where you are today. For instance, the moment we are born into this world, we are a very small little child, are we not? Imagine if there was no change in our physical structure, in our mental structure. We would still be a little child after 30, 40, 50, 60 years, whatever the case. So we might not like change, and I don't like change that much, but change many times is necessary. But the passage that we're going to be studying today and throughout the rest of this week is a passage that reminds us that our Savior, Jesus Christ, never changes. And he doesn't need to change because he is already perfect. He is the eternal God. And there is no change necessary for him because Jesus Christ has always been all that he is and always will be all that he is. And all that he is perfect. He is the perfect God. And for those of us who know Jesus Christ through faith in his work on the cross, that should bring great security to us because Jesus Christ is the unchangeable Savior, the unchangeable God of the world, yea, indeed, of the universe. Again, listen to this verse, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, focus on the first two words of that great verse, Jesus Christ. And those two words should not be taken lightly. You know, it's sad to take into consideration that we are living in a time when, to many people, those two words are just curse words. And I don't know about you, but when I hear somebody using the name of our Lord in vain, it really grieves me. When I hear people saying Jesus Christ in an inappropriate way, in a cursing way, in a vain, godless way, it makes me angry. There have been times when I've heard people use the name Jesus Christ in vain. I've looked at them and I've said, oh, you know him too, do you? And they'll look at me and say, what are you talking about? Of course, then that gives me the opportunity to share the Lord Jesus Christ with them. But those two words, Jesus Christ, are words that mean so much to us as Christians, and they are encouraging. They remind us of who Jesus is. For instance, the word Jesus, or the name Jesus, is the transliteration of the name Joshua, which means Jehovah is my salvation. Jesus is the human name of our Savior that really links him with humanity. And keep in mind that when Jesus Christ was on earth, he was 100% man. He had all the weaknesses and all the strengths and all the difficulties that you and I have as it relates to a daily living or a daily lifestyle. Jesus Christ was 100% man and had to be 100% man in order to go to the cross and provide salvation for us. I would encourage you sometime to focus on the book of Philippians chapter 2, where it talks about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 7 that he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was 100% man. But then there is the name or the word Christ, Jesus Christ. Christ means Messiah. And Messiah is the divine name of our Savior and links him with God. Jesus Christ is 100% God. So those two words, those two names describe who Jesus Christ is. And for those of us who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no other name sweeter to our ears and precious to our heart than Jesus Christ. And you know, as I'm speaking with you here today, I'm thinking of some of the choruses and songs that we sing over the years, and we sing at the church as it relates to the Lord Jesus. For instance, Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. Another one, Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim its worthy praise forever. And then another one, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. The name of Jesus, it's a wonderful name. It's a lovely name. It's a beautiful name. It's a godly name. It's an honorable name. And that's why I don't like to hear our Savior's name used in vain. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, throughout the course of our study this week, we are going to look at that statement. We are going to be focusing right there on that verse, Hebrews 13:8. And we'll be looking at the essence of the statement, the effect of the statement, and then finally, the encouragement of the statement. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio throughout the course of the week as we look at this particular verse of Scripture. But my question to you today is this. Do you know Jesus Christ personally? Have you called upon His name? Have you recognized that you are a sinner and that Jesus is the only Savior of the world? Have you done what the Bible says in Romans 10:13, where it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone? If you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior, you don't really appreciate this phrase, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, you don't know the sweetness of His name. And so I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord, ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you do that, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will be delighted to send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you so very much for being there by the radio today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.